بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله, we're resuming the weekly du'as, and we made it after Maghrib, so it's convenient for everyone, inshallah ta'ala. Today is going to be the 13th du'a of Qur'an, and we said there are about 50 du'as in the Qur'an. This is the 13th, inshallah ta'ala. And as you see in the screen, this is the du'a of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? How many du'as we spoke about that's coming from Prophet Ibrahim? This is the second one. Does anybody remember the first du'a of Prophet Ibrahim that we discussed here? Anybody? It was too long, but it was actually about 2 months ago, but those who have very sharp memory can remind me, inshallah ta'ala. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. This is a du'a of Prophet Ibrahim, but I didn't discuss it here. I did? Yeah, so there is another one, mashallah. Brother Tariq reminded me by one of the du'as, so there are actually two du'as of Prophet Ibrahim now. Who remembers the second du'a of Prophet Ibrahim that we actually studied here as well? Does anyone remember? Huh? Okay, I will actually give you this as a homework. Go and check out the du'as. It's out there. It's in the playlist on YouTube. And inshallah ta'ala, you give me the answer next time. Now, this is a beautiful du'a of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. As you see in the screen, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Not only Prophet Ibrahim said that, it's actually Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail alayhima as-salam. And Allah starts by saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ. Here is the first question that is a little hard, but that's why I have the honey with me today, right? Today we're actually changing the structure. The question is not going to be at the end of the session. The question is right now. In Arabic language, the word taqabbal means what? To accept, mashallah, that's a right answer. But this is not my question. My question is, taqabbal means to accept. What about iqbal? Iqbal means what? Iqbal means what? By the way, sisters can participate. Last time, the gift was actually given to a sister. So please, sister, participate as well, inshallah. To accept as well, right? Not acceptable. It's to accept. So iqbal means to accept. Taqabbal means to accept. What is the difference then? Yes. Is hukum? Is order? Okay. That's part of the answer. Yes, brother. Oh, that's a very, very good answer. I never expected that somebody from the audience, mashallah, one of our youth, answered the right question. The right question. He gave me the right answer, subhanAllah. And that's deep, right? Iqbal wa taqabbal. Iqbal means to accept. But it means really that you should accept it. Because I deserve it. There is no equivalent in English language, by the way. There is no difference in English language. In English language, it's to accept. But in Arabic language, because this is a very rich language, there is difference between iqbal wa taqabbal. Iqbal, to accept. Excuse me, to accept, and I deserve to be accepted. Iqbal. Taqabbal is different. It's kind of please accept, not because I deserve it, but out of decency, out of your generosity, please accept it. Taqabbal. It's something that I don't really, you know, have the rights for you to accept it, but it's out of generosity, I beg you to accept it. Here is the thing, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is a quality that we all have to have, subhanAllah. He said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. When did he say this? He said this after building the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given him this heavy task to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After he finished building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. I know I am imperfect, and what I've done is not really perfect for you to accept it, but please accept it. This is a unique quality that we all have to have. Sheikh Yasir Birjaz spoke about the different types of hearts after Ramadan. He said, if you guys still remember, he said the first type of heart is a sound heart. The second type of heart is a sick heart. The third type of heart is the dead heart. The first heart after Ramadan, which is the sound heart, if you really want to know if your heart is sound or not, there are characteristics of the sound heart. One of these characteristics is this idea of coming from a humble position where you ask Allah, oh Allah, I know I'm not better than anybody else. I know my ibadah is not perfect, but I am asking you, I'm begging you to accept my ibadahs throughout Ramadan. You're coming from this, you know, position of humbleness. SubhanAllah, after salah, what is the first thing we say after salah? Astaghfirullah. Why? Does it make sense? I say astaghfirullah and I just prayed. Why should I say astaghfirullah? And I literally just prayed. I was in a state of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. To forgive my mistakes that I did in prayer. That's absolutely right. And what does that mean? It means that you're coming from a humble attitude. You have this humble attitude. You're asking Allah, oh Allah, I prayed. But it does not mean that I'm perfect. I still have a lot of shortcomings, a lot of flaws, and please accept it. One more example. After Hajj, when, you know, this spirit of feeling, you know, that all my sins are wiped out, all my sins are gone, and this, I just performed Hajj, you might think that, you know, now I'm good. You know, now I'm good. I'm not carrying any sins. Now I'm perfect. Allah here also is reminding me and you that you should have this sort of humbleness even after performing such an act of worship like Hajj. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Allah said, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُم مِّنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. After you perform Arafat, اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, remember Allah, make dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you were not guided before Hajj. But listen what he says after this. وَإِنْ كُنْتُم مِّنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. After you finish all the process and tawaf al-ifada, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. Make istighfar. After Hajj? Yes, after Hajj. Why? Because you're coming again. You should always have this quality of humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Ibrahim did it. After building the Kaaba, he said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. I am imperfect. Oh Allah, accept it from me. And Allah described it. There is heavy emphasis in the Quran about this. Allah, in different occasions of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the quality of al-mu'mineen. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ wajila. What wajila means? Who can get that? Actually, come here, oh young man, and get your honey. Because you got the right answer, mashallah. And this is the second question. Takbir. Second question, what wajilat means? وَقُلُوبُهُمْ wajila. What wajilat means? Yes, brother. Yes, yes. My heart, give ammu in the back, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. He gets the second beautiful black seed honey, mashallah. So, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ wajila, and their hearts are shaken out of fear that Allah wouldn't accept their ibadahs. Allah is talking to mu'mineen. Allah is not talking to the disbelievers. He's talking about mu'mineen after they performed Hajj and Siyam and all of these great acts, they're still not sure if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it or not. And it's still we should be in a state of hopefulness that Allah would accept it. So here, subhanAllah, Prophet Ibrahim, one more time, he said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, accept from us, you are indeed the all-hearing, the all-knowing. You are mentioning some of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. As-Sami'a, you are the one who hears everything. You are the one who actually heard my ibadahs that I just performed. So you're aware of everything, single thing. You're aware of my imperfection. And therefore, I'm asking you to accept it. For me, Al-Alim, you're not just aware, you have deep knowledge about all of my shortcomings, all of my flaws, so please accept it from me. This is the dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So now, inshallah ta'ala, we'll go over the du'as that we addressed so far, 13 du'as, inshallah ta'ala. So let's go, bismillah. So say after me, inshallah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. That's the dua of Prophet Yunus. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. Inshallah, we'll stop here. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.